8:35 this morning, right on schedule to head into our guest interview segment for the day today. And joining me live over the phone is Carol Harwood, representing the Kemmer-Diamondville Community Area Chamber of Commerce, KDCA. Good morning, Carol. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, fantastic. Appreciate you taking some time with us as we touch base with the chamber about once a month and find out what's happening. And, you know, before we talk about what's coming up, I wanted to go back and talk about the recent event that was held through the KDCA, and that was that Celebrating Wyoming Women event. And it sounds like that was very well attended and very well received.
It was. We had 32 people attend, and a quarter of those were from out of our area. It was a catered lunch by one of our local restaurants. We had 7 vendors, and we had 3 speakers. Rita Meyer talked about her experience that she had in the military. Perry Baldwin talked about her losing her sister to domestic violence and the effect that's had on her family. And then we had Kimberly Anderson from the Turning Point talk about services that are provided for victims of domestic violence, both in North and South Lincoln County. So it was a great experience. We've had a lot of great feedback from that, and they want us to do more of those kinds of events. So we'll be planning more of those in the future.
Excellent. That was my next question. I know that that was the final event in a series, and so it sounds like that's something that, may continue then.
Yes. We're planning something for maybe the spring or fall of next year. So we want to make that sort of an annual event.
Great. Carol Harwood with the KDCA Chamber of Commerce live this morning on the phone with the SVI Radio Network. And Carol, as the KDCA looks ahead, I know there's some events happening, well, in the coming weeks, correct?
Yes, I just wanted to highlight a few of those events from our member businesses. First off, the Chamber will be hosting the Trick or Treat for Businesses. That will be on October 31st from 3 to 6. And if you'd like to participate in that, you can put a comment in on our Facebook page and also pick up one of the flyers down at the cabin, and then you can just have candy ready between 3 and 6 on the 31st, and the kids will know to go trick-or-treat to your business. And then coming up this weekend is the City of Kemmer's Fall Festival. That's from 3 to 6 at the Event Center, so we encourage everyone to go out and support that event. The Hamp Fork Hand 4-H Group is sponsoring a haunted hayride and a potato bar on October 26th from 5:30 to 9:30. And that will be fun for the kids and young people to go to. And then our Chamber Area Downtown Beautification Committee will be putting up corn stalks this week. If you'd like to help with that, you could give the Chamber a call at 702-239-6001. And then the Turning Point will be hosting a candlelight vigil in remembrance of those women who have lost their lives to domestic violence. That's going to be on October 24th at 6 p.m. at the Triangle Park. And then finally, Sage Lanes is having their annual Halloween party on Saturday the 26th at 5 o'clock at their business there. So just wanted to highlight some of our member businesses and their activities they're having over the next week or so.
That's a lot going on over the next couple of weeks, and I think it's great that the community does those types of events, businesses kind of holding their own events and also coming together for several events. And, you know, Carol, as you talk about the benefits of being part of the Chamber of Commerce, well, that's just one of many, as you can collaborate together and take advantage of these types of events all together, plus benefit from the Chamber helping to promote that as well.
Yes. Yep. We try to promote our member businesses and also give those other businesses a chance to join at any time. So if they want to contact us, they can look for us on Facebook or, again, contact us at that number that I stated before.
Carol Harwood with the KDCA Chamber of Commerce. Carol, anything we missed you wanted to touch on today?
No, I just appreciate you giving us the opportunity every month to touch base with you.
Yep, you bet. Again, Carol Harwood with the Kemmer-Diamondville Community Area Chamber of Commerce joining us this morning on The Spur and the SVI Radio Network.